What is up, you guys? We are so excited. It is time for our brand new show, Kardashians Weekly, here on AfterBuzz TV. We've rebranded, and we've got a lot of cool stuff, so make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome to the season premiere.
That's crazy. It's been 10 years. I still can't believe it.
10 years. But this is the season one, episode one of Kardashians Weekly. We're so excited. It's a brand new show. We're going to be recapping the episodes. We're going to be recapping Keeping Up and all of the spinoffs. Mm-hmm. And during hiatus, we're going to be doing a lot of cool things with the girls are going to be doing beauty breakdowns, makeup reviews. Ooh. Howard and I are going to be spilling the tea, which is a new segment. But before we get into all that, I would like to introduce my lovely panel members.
Yay. Awesome. Hey guys, it's Gunwa Zenedine, and I'm so excited to be on this panel. You guys can find me on my social media on Instagram and Twitter at Gunwa Z.
Hey everybody, it's Howard III. Welcome back. Nice to see you. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III. And of course, my website, howardthird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. We are so excited. We also have another panel member who will be joining us a little later from Nashville.
Hey, Shanti.
Shanti, we love her so much. And you can find her everywhere at Shanti underscore Christina. So, you guys, this is happening. We're so excited. Obviously, this is something we've put a lot of work into, and it's kind of been a dream vision that we've had. Mm-hmm. We've spent a lot of time getting ready for this, and it's finally here.
I know. I mean, we do have special segments that are, you know, you guys are going to be able to see during the show. Are we going to get into that a little bit later?
Yes. Or okay, go ahead and tell them some
perfect
of the new things.
So I have to talk about the Kardashian Beauty Breakdown, because I'm super excited about this segment that me and Shanti are going to be taking over. Basically, we're discussing everything regarding the Kardashian style and beauty, along with Kim Kardashian's contour kit and Kylie Cosmetics, obviously. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that.
That's so exciting. And we've also got a brand new segment, which is kind of similar to News and Gossip, but a lot more real. It is called Tea Time. Yes. And we are going to be getting into that in a minute. But I did want to bring up, we had this lovely trailer that we created for Kardashians Weekly, which was so much fun. Take a look.
You guys, when are we going to start this? I'm literally dripping sweat right now. I'm not kidding. My boobs are wet.
Unfortunately, we can't.
What? Where is she?
She's got a flat tire.
A flat tire? On the first day of filming this? Jesus. Okay, well, maybe we should just go on without her. Because we can't wait much longer.
Oh my gosh, I know I'm like 2 hours late, but I had car issues driving to the studio. Bible, you guys. Like, I'm not even kidding. I'm so excited for Kardashians Weekly premiering this Sunday. But I'm pretty nervous about the panels. I don't know if they're going to be super nice. I'm glad they're Shanti. I mean, she's a girl, so hopefully woman empowerment. Yay, she'll be nice to me. Howard, on the other hand, seems a little too shy, a little too reserved, a little too into himself. Like, he didn't really have much interaction with me, and I don't really like that. I like talkative people because I talk a lot. And then Dakota seems a little too bossy, so we'll see how me and him get along.
Have you guys worked with this Dakota guy before? God, I hear he's really hard to work with. I hear all these crazy things about him and Howard III. Who is Howard I and II? I need to know. I feel like Dakota only talks about Kylie. Kylie, 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 Kylie. It's like, you know, there's other sisters in the family. There's Kim, there's Chloe, and we can't forget about Rob and his eating habits. Like, this room, when he gets in here, I swear to God, it's going to smell like... Hey!
Hi!
Oh my, it's so good to see you!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited.
I know. I'm so excited. I've been dying to meet you.
Yeah, thanks. So you like follow me on Instagram? And
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, all social media platforms.
Oh, cool.
I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank
you. I'm so excited.
So you watched all the shows, all the episodes, so you're ready and caught up, so we don't have to talk about some of the stuff we've already talked about, right?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Because I think I sent you an email. There's like 20 or 30 episodes you need to catch up on. It's fine. Thanks. Thanks.
Are we ready or what?
Okay.
Are you going to do this all the time?
I'm sorry. I have to take a text. Okay. Can we get this rolling? We got to kind of get it going.
Well.
Let's just get this over. Okay. What is up, you guys? It is Dakota T. Jones and...
Howard III, of course.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You kind of stepped on my line there. Anyway, we are so excited. Did you hear that there's going to be some new panel members?
I did. It was two girls off the street, right?
I don't know where they came from, but I just know that they got them somewhere. I'm kind of hoping that they... What do you think? Do you hope that they're going to do good?
I hope so, because this is not a talent show. This is the big leagues.
Right. I mean, we're here. We've done this for a long time. We've been on it for a few seasons. So I'm just hoping that they really did the research and know what they're doing with these two girls, because I don't like taking chances.
Exactly. Because we will treat you like Tamar Braxton and kick it right off.
Oh, all right. We're rebranding. We've got a lot of cool stuff going on. And it's all going to be happening September 24th at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm so excited. Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show is back. And this time, we're year around. Ah, I know. I'm gagging.
That's it. We're done.
Money. Oh, my God. Wow.
I hope everybody knows why I was so nervous about being on the panel with these two. See how nice they were, you guys?
Yeah, we were so nice. Well, that's something I like to call Kardashians Weekly Confessionals. And if you guys want to see more of that, we'd be happy to film it for you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think it'd be fun to throw in the show sometimes. That was so much fun.
I promise I'm a lot nicer than what I seemed in that clip right there.
Yeah, me
she
too.
She lying, y'all. She lying.
Told you I wasn't going to get along with him.
I know.
Just playing. Just for the jokes, everybody.
Oh, we're already becoming the shade room already. But speaking of shade, we're going to be spilling some tea. So we are going to be doing a new segment called Tea Time. We have some tea here. So let's just kind of get right into it, shall we? Howard, I've never used a tea thing.
Did you guys get my green tea?
Oh, my gosh. We sure did. Okay. There you go. I've never used a teapot in my life. Seriously. We have a lot to talk about. Usually we would do the episode breakdown first, but guys, there's a lot going on in the Kardashian community right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot, and you know what? There's a lot. We're excited. We're going to talk about it. And first thing I want to bring up here is that our girl Kylie Jenner is allegedly pregnant. Like, my girl's pregnant.
Your girl's pregnant. See, let's just get right into it, because that topic has been the latest sensation in the news. Kylie Jenner being pregnant. Do I believe if she's pregnant or not? Honestly, I am still in denial. I feel like it was a smart marketing move on behalf of Kris Jenner. Like, she randomly just went to TMZ and told them right before the premiere of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because they've been on for 10 years.
Yeah, right.
So they kind of want something to keep the audience hooked onto their show. That's my take on it.
Look at this little baby bump we've got going on here.
I don't see it. Ugh, I do not see it.
You don't see it?
She's wearing black.
Look at that.
But these are baggy clothing, though.
Exactly. Because guess what? She's trying to hide
that
she's pregnant.
Or maybe she's doing it on purpose to make everybody think that she's pregnant, when in reality, she's not.
But have you seen that on her Instagram for a long time now? I just noticed that she's been posting old photos. She's been banking up photos and posting old photos to hide it for as long as she can. What do you think, Howard?
I mean, at first I didn't believe it. I was like, no, like, she's too young. She's not going to be the one having a baby. But now with these photos and the recent photos of her in Las Vegas seeing her boyfriend at the iHeart Radio Festival, I was like, okay, you can tell she might be a little bit pregnant. The gray shirt was a little tight. You could see a little bump.
And her face.
And her face a little chunkier. Her hair was a little longer, which is a great sign of a woman might be carrying a child. When the hair gets bigger, that means they're hiding.
Or extensions, you never know.
You know, so I'm just saying, there's signs.
I mean, she was kind of wearing baggy clothing at the premiere tonight when we watched it. I mean, she wasn't wearing, like, really tight clothing on top.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that she is not pregnant. It is a rumor. That's my take on it. I guess we have to find out, right?
I mean, I am pretty sure she is, just from my own sources.
Who do you think is the father?
I think, wait for it, Kanye West. Because, you guys, Kim announced months ago that she and Kanye were going to find a surrogate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that baby is due sometime in January. Kylie's baby is allegedly 4 to 5 months along and is due most likely in January, allegedly.
Ooh.
That's the same time. I don't know why Kylie would choose to do this, but we've seen that she's been very motherly, especially when she was with Tyga, with his child, King, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She was very motherly, and like with Dream, we see episodes of her like holding Dream. I could see, you know, this family empire deciding, you know what, this is going to be another great move, but Kylie's young, healthy. She might be able to carry Kim's baby. I know that's a stretch, but you guys,
why wouldn't Khloe or Kourtney carry Kim's
I don't
baby?
Know.
That's more realistic than having Kylie. I mean, I mean, if you're, I don't know.
Maybe,
I don't think I can't think of Kylie being pregnant. I still don't see her. I mean, maybe she's ready, But I don't see her, like, I've never seen her as, like, a mother figure yet. Maybe because I'm so used to her being this 9-year-old that I grew up watching on TV. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Let us know. Please. Comment below.
Let us know in the comments below, you guys, because I really think it's the surrogate baby. I really do. And I think that would be so cool because, I mean, I think that would almost be probably better than if it were just, like, an accident, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, something planned that she was like, you know what, I'm going to do this for Kim. I think that that's what it is. That's just me, and I know a lot of people have been speculating, and they think it's probably not the case. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. Otherwise, there is a chance that it's Travis Scott's baby, correct?
Or.
Yeah.
Or.
Her ex's baby. Everybody's been saying that now somebody else is trying to. I mean, there's a lot of accusations. Yeah, there's a lot of different accusations. And I feel like everybody wants to say it's their baby so they can get more fame as well and more headlines. But to me, I say that the whole Kylie pregnancy thing was just news to make the headlines right before the premiere.
All right, we'll see. We will see.
Please don't prove me wrong.
I'm telling you, she's pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant. She's definitely pregnant.
I don't know. I didn't think she was. We'll find out.
We'll see. But you guys, another thing I wanted to talk about was September 21st, a crazy lady went to Dash, held two employees at gunpoint, and was rambling on about how here she is. So the story is, she went inside, she was threatening people, she pointed a gun at two of the employees. Then afterwards, she came back like 30 minutes to an hour later with a giant machete and was harassing the photographer, saying that she would cut them, that the Kardashians are going to hell, and she pledged her allegiance to Trump. All in one breath.
Why am I not surprised?
And then she shoves the machete through the glass door, like in the crack, you know, and then like unlocks the door, like throws the machete down and runs away.
That's horrible. Were any of the Kardashians in the store?
No.
So what was she? Did she think they were in the store? That's why she went there, or was she just trying to send a message to them?
I think she was just trying to send a message, and she knew if she was crazy, she would be able to attract photographers to videotape.
Maybe
this.
She's trying to be famous too. I don't know. I mean, everybody's doing crazy things these days.
If that's her hustle, I mean, that's none of my business.
What ended up happening with her? Any updates?
No updates.
Get arrested? No.
I'm sure that she is arrested because she
good
wasn't.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. Maybe she'll get 3 squares a day. It'll be a better situation. Because, I mean, if you're going to be on camera like this, show your face, and then walk away, not even run away, but walk away, the cops are going to find you. You're not going to get away with this.
A machete at first.
And then one of the photographers said as she was leaving, she told the photographer to get out of her way and said, get out of my way, I have a gun. So she threatened him too, but she didn't bring the gun and pointed at him like she did the employees. I want to know which employees, because we've seen the show Dash Dolls, and I want to know which ones it is. I think maybe Nazi. I think her name's Nazi Farnoosh. She's the one that usually runs the register when I've been there. So we'll see. But I'm interested to see the unfolding of this, because this is just really kind of bizarre. Not your typical Kardashian news.
Yeah.
Crazy. Mm.
I guess you have to kind of expect that when you're that famous. So
yeah, which shows why they've had to tighten security measures and stuff like that. This is a photo of our girl Kim Kardashian. She recently posted this to Instagram. I don't know if you guys can see, but her nipple is very, very blurred out. For good measure, you know, Instagram has guidelines, and if you want your photo to stay up, you gotta blur the nip. But the funny story behind this was that her Aunt Shelley called her and said, you have got to blur that out. That is not good. She like ripped her a new one. And so Kim posted the selfie with the blurred nipple and said that she was sorry to her Aunt Shelley, and she blurred it just for her, and that she got chewed out on the phone. I just think it's funny. It shows that they're still real people. It's like their family calls them, you need to take that photo down. You need to blur that out.
That's
props to you, Aunt Shelley.
I wonder if she did that with Kylie, because Kylie kind of posted something a little bit similar a few days ago. Yes. And now I was like, I think that outfit probably got her pregnant, just to be honest.
And speaking of that outfit, Shanti's in Nashville. Shanti is going to be joining us here, and she has something to say about that outfit. Scandalous. Shanti might be joining us here in a second. But in the meantime, it was a very scandalous outfit, if you guys saw the photo. She's in like this nude colored top.
Oh,
Kylie? Yeah, and she had, I mean.
It was crazy.
Girl, do you.
For this week's style segment, we are going to dig into Kim Kardashian's New York Fashion Week look. Kim appeared in New York City with long platinum silver blonde hair and a skin-tight strapless leather number. I'm really not into the blonde white hair situation. I love Kim with dark hair, and I don't think she needs to try and go blonde to change up her look. Stick with what you know, Kimmy. In regards to the outfit, I am getting latex condom feels when I look at her. However, she is rocking the hell out of this dress, and I have to give her major kudos for her banging body. I can only hope I will look this good after popping out two kids. Let us know what you guys think of Kim's skin-tight outfit in the comments.
That dress did give me major condom vibes. What about you guys?
I thought it was cute. I mean, I liked it. It was very, you know,
I liked
latex,
it too.
Blah, 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 boom.
I don't like the blonde hair on her.
I'm in the middle with the blonde silver hair.
No, I'm
I
like
that.
You like the blonde hair? I did not like the blonde hair, Kim. I think you should definitely stick. I mean, the look that she had on during the premiere, she looked beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the haircut, the sleek black hair. I think she looks gorgeous like that. Especially that she has dark features. I mean, she has those Armenian features, and I feel like that's what sets her apart. That's what makes her look so good is, you know, those dark features that she has going on. So, I don't know. I mean, she looks good in everything, but to me, stick to brunette.
Really? Okay, interesting to know. Interesting to know. I love the blonde hair. I love when she changes it up. But let's take a look here. We're going to actually be turning the page here, and we're going to be looking at the 10-year anniversary special of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Something that aired tonight was an hour and a half long and showed never-before-seen clips, a lot of behind-the-scenes family fun.
Oh, I know.
And some realness, you know, that they had there with Ryan Seacrest. What did you guys think overall of the show?
I liked it. I thought it was very cute. You know, it was a whole other way to see the girls, of course, and I can't believe it's been 10 years. Like, definitely can't believe that, but go ahead. I loved it.
Yeah. I really liked Scotty. I don't know why. I really did. Like, you know, I have mixed feelings about him on the show, but today I just really liked him. I was nervous for a second. I thought he was about to propose.
Yes, the fake proposal.
I know. I was like, oh, is he proposing? That'd be so cute. But I really liked it. I felt like they are, because when you look at the Kardashians, a lot of people don't see them as the average American family. I mean, they're a little, you know, bougie and just not a typical American family. But today, when I saw them sitting together and the way they were conversating with each other and sharing, you know, their obstacles and all these things, I felt like, you know, it's true. It's a lot of people can relate to what they went through.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's 10 years, let's cheers to that, guys. That's,
I know.
That's insane.
Cheers with some green tea. Cheers.
But okay, so let's talk about Scott, because he actually really wants Courtney still. It's something we all knew, but apparently something that I didn't know, they had been apart for 2 years and they haven't hooked up or gotten together since then. There's been a lot of skepticism about if they have gotten together. And she acted like, nope, never. Like, all the family vacation photos was strictly just family vacation to have the kids around. So, wow, 2 years? It's been a long time since they've been together.
Yeah, and I applaud them for that. I mean, it must be really hard to keep their hands off of each other, to be honest with you, and they're around each other like all this time. I don't know. I think this season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is going to bring in a lot of surprises when it comes to Courtney and Scott.
Oh yeah.
I definitely couldn't believe, like, 2 years? Like, really, girl?
Yeah.
But go ahead. I mean, do what you got to do for your family. I think that's a wonderful thing that she's still allowing Scott to come see the kids, even though he's still having his little problems, you know.
He's a mess, but we love you, Scott.
Still love you, Scott. You're a bit of a mess, but I love you.
He's always in Vegas.
Oh, no.
Every time I pass by the casinos, I see him. Scott at this club and at that club. And I'm like, wow, he's got it going on for himself.
He's making that money doing these appearances.
Make your appearances. Yeah. Make your money, but you don't have to get drunk at every appearance.
No, exactly.
It's still a job.
Yeah.
You hear me? You still working. You ain't got to drink on your job all the time. You know.
I love that.
Just saying.
Exactly. But let's talk about this. Keeping Up with Kardashians has had over 310 episodes so far.
That's crazy.
And it's the longest docuseries to continue to have the same cast throughout the 10 years. That is a big deal.
Yeah.
And they talked about the impact that this family has on everyone, and that it's not just like this fun show, but it serves realness and like it teaches people life lessons and how to get through it. And Chris was even saying that people have came up to them and said, look, you really helped me through this hard time because I saw how your family always bounces back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've always tried to tell people. Whenever I say I love the Kardashians, people are like, oh, they're so trashy. I can't believe you'd watch that. It's just like stupid show. No, like I learn a lot through watching the show. It sounds crazy, but it's true. What about you guys?
So here's the thing with the Kardashians. I might not agree with like every action that they have done. I, you know, but I have to say that I love the family unit that they have and the bond that they have as a family. You don't really mm-hmm. see that these days. A lot of times when we fight with our siblings or our mothers or our fathers or whatever, we don't talk. People don't talk for like months and years. But then with the Kardashians, you see them fighting. And literally, I don't think a fight lasts more than 24 hours. And then they make up. And I love that because I think family is so important. Do I think when people say that the Kardashians are trashy, it's very interesting because I do get if you're more of a conservative person, but at the same time, half of the things that we see the Kardashians doing, almost every single person in this generation has engaged in similar activities, but we don't see it because they're not on reality television and mm-hmm. they keep it down low. So that's something that you guys should also keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely. Boom. I mean, I completely agree. I don't even think they're really like trashy like that.
No,
I think
I really don't.
I honestly love them. I mean, I have all my little favorites for every little occasion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect. It's a great way to look at family in a whole new light. I love the little babies, you know, and even when they bring Kanye on or they might bring Tristan on this season. So I love seeing like all aspects of this family.
Yeah. And seeing like the pilot, you guys, seeing the little pilot that they put together.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I don't think that's been released before, if I'm not mistaken.
It hasn't.
No.
I was very surprised to see that. I love it. It's almost like they had some guy come in with like a little camera and just film like them around
it was
their house.
So professional.
So professional.
They looked so different.
And no microphones, nothing. It was just like talking. And it was amazing. I thought that was hilarious. But what I didn't expect to see and I was really excited to see was the crew confessionals with like the crew, the executive producers, the assistants, the cameramen. And I loved seeing their take on it because they're the ones that are always behind the camera, hidden from view. And I forget that the filming men or the filmers are not there that are there. So it was really cool to hear what they had to say. And even that one guy saying that he like skinny dipped in Kim's pool. Like that takes some guts. Like
to say that, I know.
Caught, crazy. Yeah.
But I would have liked Kanye to show up as well, to be honest with you. I think he has been a big part of the Kardashians family. So I would have liked him to be there. I don't know. I liked watching it. It was an hour and a half long, but honestly, I felt like it passed by like a breeze because we were really enjoying watching the show.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I love Chloe's transformation that almost brought tears to my eyes just seeing how she transformed because I feel like Chloe is probably the most relatable girl out of all of the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. But the you know, body shaming and all these things that she went through, every average American woman or woman in general goes through these things. So it was great to kind of see how she was able to overcome that obstacle and become this beautiful, resilient woman that she is.
I know. I love that. Her story is just incredible. And if you guys have not read her book, Strong Looks Better Naked, you've got to read it. It's such a great read. And it really goes through intimately her journey on becoming a fit, healthier person inside and out, which is amazing.
You go, Chloe girl.
Yeah, something about Chloe, I was interested to see the explanation how Brandon Jennings was the one who set Chloe and Tristan up on like a blind date. But it was like a group date. That was interesting, and I love how Ryan totally called her out about her type, being basketball players. What did you guys think?
I mean, that's a good type to have, I'm just saying. Who wouldn't want to date a basketball player? I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was weird that Kim didn't know or didn't even ask Chloe how did you meet your boyfriend. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if my sister is dating somebody, I'm all up in her business. Like, girl, what happened? Where did you meet him? How long has it been? So that was pretty interesting to hear.
I know. Yeah. I was like, wow, okay, cool. I did not know that. I mean, can you imagine Khloe Kardashian going on a blind date? Like, as a celebrity, I would be like, no, I can't. Like, exactly. I need to know what I'm getting myself into. I don't want to just.
But at the same time, I feel
person.
Like it's so hard for celebrities to date.
Yeah, and I think blind dates will probably be the best way. And even if it's like a friend blind date, that's like perfect because she went with her bestie Malika, and they were already friends with Brandon, so it was like perfect. Like, I'm having a dinner, come meet this guy.
Yeah,
I loved it, and I tweeted Chloe just in case if you see me, Chloe. I did ask. I asked her. How was the first date and what made her choose a second date? Because I want to know, like, how'd it go, girl?
Know too.
Like, what made you want to say, let's do a second date? Like, it can't just be all looks. Got to be a little bit of personality in there.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Sure. Chloe, we want to interview you and talk to you about this.
Put me back, Chloe, girl. You know I'm waiting for you.
And by the way, on this new show, Kardashians Weekly, we might have a special guest or two come up. So we're excited. We're going to be reaching out to people to see who we can get. We'd love to get some, like, style people, some of their makeup artists.
Absolutely.
And to get some of those interviews for you guys to kind of give you more of a behind-the-scenes look at their life.
Yes.
Something else I wanted to talk about was Kim and Courtney's privacy concerns with their children, not wanting them to be on the show at all, and now easing back to, like, let them show and kind of be in the background a little bit to show that they love their kids and that they're there. But also, if it gets too kid-heavy involved, they ask them to bring it back. They're like, we don't want any storylines around the kids. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that they
That's
do
good parenting.
Let the kids in the show, though.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I would, if, I mean, I know for a fact I'm going to be the type of mother that's going to have 20 pictures, like, of my kid every single day posted on, like, my Instagram story. But at the same time, when you're in that level of fame, like the Kardashians, it's really difficult because you're worried about their safety. I mean, you know, like, I'm pretty sure they're homeschooled, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, a part of their childhood is deprived. Mm-hmm. When you're in that position, you get fame at such a young age. I feel like it really gives you a different perspective on life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But I love it too. I love how they can pick and choose what it should be seen. Like, I love how Kim was like, listen, she's always here, so she's just going to be
cute.
On camera.
I want to show everybody that she's cute. Right.
She's going to be on camera, but, you know, she's cursing or having a tantrum or whatever, you know, you're not showing that.
Yeah. But it was interesting to see how Kim was saying that, like, North, she thought she'd had a miscarriage with her. And for a while there, a few days, really thought that she had a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the fact that she was able to go to the doctor after Thanksgiving, like, I can't even imagine going through Thanksgiving dinner thinking that I'd lost my child. Mm-hmm. And, like, to hear, like, there's no heartbeat, and then go, and then be like, never mind, you're having a baby still. That's emotionally tolling, like, very sad and scary to think that for... I can't imagine what she was going through during that time. But it was cute how also we saw, like, him and Kim and Kanye, how they got together and how over the years they were always there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had no idea. I thought he just popped out of nowhere. Apparently he's been after her since, like, 2002.
Yeah, That's cute. I know. It was very cute. And something else that I wanted to talk about, which was really sad, was the whole Lamar passed away text that they got.
Oh, yeah.
Why would someone hack into someone's email and send something like that and say that Lamar had passed away? I can't even imagine. So hearing that was one of the toughest moments for Khloé ever. But Kim surprised me because she said instead of her Paris robbery being the hardest thing that she's experienced, she said it was whenever her sister's nude got stolen and it was her fault.
Oh, really? That's what she said? I thought it was Kate. Okay.
Yeah, but isn't that interesting?
That shows a lot of her caring personality. And I really liked how she said, you know, if it was something about me, I don't care because I can handle it, but I can't handle ruining somebody else's life. And that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I love that. I love that. And then lastly, I can't go without talking about Courtney hitting the streets of Hollywood with her prosthetic nose. I wanted to be interviewed by her. I was like, how do people not know it's her?
I know. I mean, I know they changed a couple of things in her, but her voice. The voice. How could you miss that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one.
She did a good job, though. I think she'd be a great, like, I don't know, potential, like, TV host, maybe have her own show.
I know, exactly. She would be amazing. And I love how, like, she's the one that's very, like, monotone and, like, she doesn't get too excited for anything. So I figured she'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't do this, guys, and, like, walk away. But she was dedicated.
Yeah.
I was so impressed.
And that was cool. Only one girl recognized her, and I met. She was like, you look so great. I would have been like, girl, this is a fake nose, you know, bad makeup, hair. Okay, thanks.
And I was actually, it was interesting to see, because when you think of the Kardashians, a lot of people always mention Kim, like, who's the hottest sister, Kim.
Yeah.
But it was really nice to see a lot of people say Khloé this time, so that was pretty cool.
Go ahead, Khloé.
Exactly. Do you? I know, it was amazing. And then lastly, before we go, we wanted to show this other clip of Shanti here talking about Kylie.
Kylie Jenner recently posted the following picture to her Instagram. Is it just me, or did you also zoom in to get a close-up of her nipples, only to find out that they have been photoshopped out? Now, we are going to play a little game where you imagine you are in your room, in that outfit she's wearing, taking a picture of yourself on your phone. Now imagine it being blasted to your parents, family, and relatives. Awkward much? I can't get over the fact that Kylie's whole family can see these partially nude photos. Well, let's be real. Kris Jenner probably liked it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the outfit that I said probably got Kylie pregnant. Let's be real, you guys.
That's what we were talking about earlier. That is hilarious. Well, thank you, Shanti, so much. We appreciate that. And she will be joining us next week in the studio for our second episode. Guys, I am so excited about this. It's going to be amazing.
It is. Mm-hmm, I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode. Let us know as well in the comment box below what topics you would like us to cover for the Kardashians Beauty Breakdown. We're going to be reviewing Kim Kardashian's contour kit and then Kylie's cosmetics and so many other things. So let me know so I can prepare that for you guys.
Definitely. What about you, Howard? Where can everyone find you on social media?
Of course, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
And where can everyone find you?
You guys can find all my social media links on my website, www.ginwazi.com.
All right. And we also have a really cool segment coming up called Kardashian Corner, which is going to be so much fun. We'll be doing that next week. But let us know, like she said, the different segments you want, because we are here for you guys. We are excited and we're so Thankful that you guys tuned in. Mm-hmm. Join us next week, and you can find me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And until then, we will keep up with you later. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.